Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed be his kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you
all hearts are open,
all desires
are known,
and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the
thoughts of our hearts
by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, increase in us the gifts of faith, hope, and charity, and that we may obtain what you promise, make us love what you command. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord, sing aloud with gladness for Jacob, and raise shouts for the chief of the nations. Proclaim, give praise, and say, save, O Lord, your people, the remnant of Israel. See, I am going to bring them from the land of the north and gather them from the farthest parts of the earth, among them the blind and the lame, those with child and those in labor together. A great company they shall return here. With weeping they shall come, and with consolations I will lead them back. I will let them walk by brooks of water and a straight path in which they shall not stumble. For I have become a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. The former priests were many in number because they were prevented by death from continuing in office, but he holds his priesthood permanently because he continues forever. Consequently, he is able for all time to save those who approach God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. For it was fitting that we should have such a high priest, holy, blameless, undefiled, separated from sinners, and exalted above the heavens. Unlike the other high priests, he has no need to offer sacrifices day after day, first for his own sins, and then for those of the people. This he did once for all when he offered himself. For the law appoints as high priests those who are subject to weakness, but the word of the oath, which came later than the law, appoints a son who has been made perfect forever. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus and his disciples came to Jericho. As he and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he had heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up. He is calling you." So throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "My teacher, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." Immediately he regained his sight and followed him on the way. The Gospel of the Lord.
God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
We know that he had a father. This blind man named Bartimaeus. The gospel writer says that he is the son of Timaeus. So he had a father. It was every man's dream to have a son in the days of Jesus. It meant that your bloodline would continue. It meant that there was someone who, when you grew old, could earn enough wealth to support you. It meant that you had a source of strength behind your name. Everyone dreamed of having a son. We don't know if Bartimaeus was born blind. If his father was overjoyed with this baby boy and then gradually realized that something was very wrong. Or maybe that little boy fell ill and lost his sight. Or maybe there was some kind of accident, some kind of head trauma, perhaps. We don't know how Bartimaeus became blind, but we do know that by the time we meet him, he has lost his father. And he's alone. Whether his father has abandoned him or died, we'll never know. But Bartimaeus sits on the side of the road that leads from Jerusalem to Jericho. He sits there in the dust, all alone, begging for enough food to survive. You know, the road from Jerusalem down to Jericho is unique. It's very narrow. It's a perfect road for a beggar to sit, because when you're passing by, you can't avoid the beggar. You can't do what I sometimes do, which is sort of go around this way, pretend you didn't see. You would have to almost step over the man who sits by the side of the road. And I'm sure that many people who walked by felt those familiar feelings that we all feel, of guilt, of privilege, of shame, and gave to the beggar because they could. Maybe gave him some water or food, or best of all, maybe some money. And then every once in a while, someone would stop. Not out of guilt or shame, but out of something else, out of kindness. And maybe that person would speak to Bartimaeus like a person. And I bet those moments for him were like light itself. When you can't see, your other senses are heightened. People who are blind will tell you that they can hear very well because they're dependent on their hearing to make sense of the world. I bet Bartimaeus heard everything as he sat there by the side of the road. He heard people's conversations, how they processed what was going on in their lives. He heard people suffering and people happy. He heard how people walk differently. Some go quickly and with a bounce in their step, and some drag their feet as if it's painful to move. So Bartimaeus would have heard stories about this man named Jesus from Nazareth, about this man who scared people and yet they couldn't wait to be in his presence, who taught people about God and did these miracles like giving blind people their sight, helping people who were crippled to walk again, or maybe the scariest thing of all, bringing dead people back to life. And when Bartimaeus heard these stories, I bet you that hope started. Right down in his gut, that hope that starts growing. And Bartimaeus realized that if ever Jesus came near him, he would have one chance, and one chance only, to beg for mercy. One chance for his life to be changed forever. And so that blind beggar, he sat in the dust and he listened and he waited. One day, Jesus came to Jericho. There were crowds all around him, and he was telling people about God and performing miracles. And he got ready to leave, and he started walking on that road from Jericho back to Jerusalem. And Bartimaeus heard that he was coming. And Bartimaeus does the only thing that he could do. He starts yelling. He still has his voice. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. He cries and screams out. And if you listen carefully, you can hear that Bartimaeus is smart. He is not a stupid man, because he calls Jesus Son of David, which means he is telling Jesus that he believes Jesus is the Messiah. The Messiah was the Son of David. So he's saying, Jesus, I believe in you, help me. And people tell him to be quiet. Shush, they say. Stop it, you're going to bother him. Close your mouth. Bartimaeus will not listen to anyone. He will not allow them to shut him up. He keeps on yelling. And amidst the crowd and all the people, Jesus hears the sound of his voice. He hears the urgency. He hears the hope. And he does something that I find incredible and strange. Instead of walking up to this blind beggar and simply healing him, Jesus stops and he stands still. And he says to his disciples, "Call him here." Why? Why did Jesus stop? He walked everywhere. He walked for 3 straight years all over the Galilee in Israel. Why wouldn't he take the few steps that it took to walk up to the blind beggar? Why does he stop? I believe that Jesus wanted the beggar to get up and come to him. Jesus knew that if you want help from God, God wants you to get up. God wants to partner with you in your own life, in your own healing, in your ministry. Sure, God could come by all of us and simply fix all of our problems as we sit here. But God doesn't do that because that would not help us. It would only fix problems. What we need to learn to do is to get up and go find him. Bartimaeus had to stand up and go groping around in the dark. He hadn't heard Jesus' voice. He had to go around, maybe touching people, figuring out which one he was, as Jesus stood still and waited for him to come. And you would think that Bartimaeus would have felt sorry for himself or been embarrassed. You would think that he might have been timid or slow. But it says in the gospel that he threw off his cloak, which someone probably gave him, not being concerned if it was going to be there again when he got back, and he jumped up, and he goes to find him, knowing that he looks like a fool, that he's groping around in the dark, but without hesitation, he dares greatly to go searching for his Lord, knowing that this is his chance to be fully alive. I read a beautiful quote this week, and I've written it out word for word so I could read it to you. It's taken from Theodore Roosevelt's speech, which he gave in Paris, France, in 1910. Roosevelt said, "It is not the critic who counts. Not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who, at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly. At least he fails while daring greatly." Have you ever wondered why we ask you to get up and walk to communion? We ask everybody to do this unless they're physically unable. Have you ever wondered why? Why don't we just pass around the bread and the little cups of grape juice like some other churches do it? It would be easier. In fact, while we're on the subject, why do we make you kneel and stand and kneel and stand? You know, some people call it Episcopal aerobics. Our service is so active. We're making you move around. Why do you have to get up and walk? Because that's what God asks of you in this life. God says, come to me, search for me. If you want to receive the gifts of God, you must give the gifts of God. If you want to receive healing and miracles, you must give healing and miracles. God wants to work with you, not just for you. Dean Jose Angel is here with us this morning from Havana, Cuba. Many of you remember that he came last year, right? He's the dean of the cathedral in Havana. For many years, Jose struggled because he was losing his voice. He could not speak very well, and it was getting worse. He went from one doctor to another in Cuba, looking for help, but no one knew how to help him talk. And when you're a priest, it's awfully difficult to preach without a voice. He told me how he prayed to God for help, how he searched for help. He thought about stopping celebrating and preaching, but he knew that that was not the answer, that he must stay in the arena and keep on searching. Last year, he came here and he tried to celebrate, but he could only get halfway through the Eucharistic prayer, so I had to do the other half. But while he was celebrating, one of our members, who's a neurologist at Mayo, was watching him and listening. After church, Dr. Ryan Weedy walked up to Jose and said, I think I know what's wrong with your voice. And it doesn't have anything to do with your vocal cords. It's your brain. Dr. Weedy arranged for Jose to come to Mayo Clinic. They realized that his brain was overfunctioning and clamping down on his vocal cords so that they couldn't move. So they injected the muscles on either side of his vocal cords with Botox, and it paralyzed them, and his vocal cords were free, and he began to speak again. Now he has to come back every 6 months or so for this treatment, but it's a miracle that would not have happened if he hadn't kept on asking and looking and trying to figure out how God was going to enable him to do his ministry. I'm sorry that God makes you get up and move. It's hard, isn't it? Sometimes I just want to sit still. Sometimes I think I've done enough. I've given enough. It's enough now. But God is always saying, come on, come closer. Come further inside. To me. To me. So Bartimaeus dared greatly, and he got up out of the dust, and he groped around in the dark until he found him. The one who saves, the one who heals. And Jesus opened his eyes and he could see. Amen. Let us stand and proclaim our faith in the words of the baptismal covenant. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate,
believe in God the Holy Spirit.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers?
I will, with God's help.
Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
I will, with God's help.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ?
I will, with God's help.
Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will, with God's help.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people, and respect the dignity of every human being?
I will, with God's help.
Almighty God, you changed us forever through the waters of baptism. Help us to live more fully as your children. Living God,
hear our prayer.
You have marked us as Christ's own forever. Help us to live generously and without fear. Living God,
hear our prayer.
Bless all those who are sick, suffering, or in need. May they experience the peace of your presence at all times and in all places. I invite you to speak the names of those in need aloud. Living God,
hear our prayer.
Bless all those who have died, that they may have eternal life. I invite you to speak their names aloud. Living God,
hear our prayer.
We give thanks for the ministries of this cathedral that touch the lives of the poor, the homeless, the sick, the elderly, and little children. Give us the strength, courage, and joy to grow these ministries and to serve you here in the city of Jacksonville and throughout the world. Living God,
hear our prayer.
We give thanks for all the blessings of this life. I invite you to name your blessings aloud. Living God,
hear our prayer.
Pour yourself into our hearts, O Lord, as you were poured upon us in the waters of baptism. May our prayers flow freely to your heart and be found acceptable in your sight. Amen.
Amen. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you. Please be seated. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the cathedral. If you're new or visiting, we have a little card in your pew that you can fill out, and we'll send you our e-newsletter. We also have a gift bag in the back for you, and we can give you a tour. We're glad you're here. Welcome, Jose Angel Gutierrez. Where are you? There he is.
Does he want to say something to us, Perry? We're going to have him celebrate in Spanish so you can hear his voice. And you just respond in English. Don't worry. It works out okay.
He said he would like to say something very briefly.
Para mí es muy emocionante por distintas razones estar aquí.
It's very emotional for me to be here at this time for various reasons.
Es mi segunda vez que puedo estar con todos ustedes, con Dean Cade, Padre Perry, con todos ustedes. Para mí es algo muy especial.
It's a very special time to be able to be here for the second time within the last year.
Les traigo un saludo de nuestra iglesia en Cuba, de la Obispa Griselda, del pueblo de la Iglesia Episcopal en Cuba.
I bring greetings from the Bishop of Cuba, Griselda, and all the people from the Cathedral and the Diocese of Cuba.
Quiero también agradecer sus oraciones por nuestra iglesia, por nuestro país, y agradecer también a Dean Cade, a esta congregación, al Dr. Ryan Whitty, por hacernos posible venir a estar aquí con ustedes y también recibir tratamiento en la Clínica Mayo.
He said, I am very grateful to be here to receive treatment and to give you special thanks for making it possible for me to come here for this treatment.
Thank you very much. God bless you.
A couple announcements. Youth, if you're in 6th through 12th grade, we're having a Halloween party tonight at the Cronin's house. And see Liesl or any of the staff for more information if you need to find out how to get there. Remember also, my friends, that this Wednesday is Halloween, so we don't have Wednesday night programs. Or as I like to say, it's All Hallows' Eve. It's actually an old Christian holiday, the night before All Saints' Day, where we laugh at the darkness. It's good to laugh at the darkness. It makes you less afraid, right? So go trick-or-treating and have fun. But remember, we don't have classes. Parish nurses are taking blood pressure. Oops, you need to hear me, don't you? Parish nurses are taking blood pressures right after this service in the lobby of Tolliver Hall, so make your way there if you need your blood pressure taken. Today is pledge gathering in Gathering Sunday. It's the end of our pledge drive, which means you're going to say goodbye to all the fountains that are around and the wonderful thinking that we've been doing about our baptism. We'll go back to the Nicene Creed. To finish up the pledge drive, we are inviting you to bring your pledge cards, and as you come forward for communion, to walk up, place it in the basket. Some of you may want to do this online or mail it in, so nobody's watching who's doing what, but if it means something to you to walk to the altar and place your pledge card in the basket, we invite you to do so, and there are extra cards that should be around in your pews if you forgot to bring yours. On Halloween, we have another birthday. When someone is 90 or more, we feel like we have to clap for them. Brooks Brown will be 92 on Halloween. Can you stand up? Birthday cake for coffee hour. We're very proud of you. You're an inspiration to us, Brooks. And last but not least, tonight there is a free concert here. UNF will be playing jazz tonight at a jazz ensemble at 5 o'clock, Tolliver Hall. Amazing concert, and it's free. You're all invited. Remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, how he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive."
Thank you.
El Señor sea con ustedes.
And also with you.
Elevemos los corazones.
We lift them to the Lord.
Demos gracias a Dios, nuestro Señor.
It is right to give Him thanks and praise.
En verdad es digno, justo y saludable darte gracias en todo tiempo y lugar, Padre omnipotente, Creador de cielo y tierra. Porque tú eres fuente de luz y de vida. Nos hiciste a tu imagen y nos llamaste a una nueva vida en nuestro Señor Jesucristo. Por tanto, te alabamos uniendo nuestras voces con los ángeles y arcángeles y con todos los coros celestiales que, proclamando la gloria de tu nombre, por siempre cantan este himno. Te damos gracias, oh Dios, por la bondad y el amor que tú nos has manifestado en la creación, en el llamado a Israel para ser tu pueblo, en tu verbo revelado a través de los profetas y, sobre todo, en el verbo hecho carne, Jesús, tu Hijo. Pues en la plenitud de los tiempos le has enviado para que se encarnara de María la Virgen, a fin de ser el Salvador y Redentor del mundo. En Él nos has librado del mal y nos has hecho dignos de estar en tu presencia. En Él nos has sacado del error a la verdad, del pecado a la rectitud y de la muerte a la vida. En la víspera de su muerte por nosotros, nuestro Señor Jesucristo tomó pan y, dándote gracias, lo partió y lo dio a sus discípulos y dijo: toman y coman, este es mi cuerpo entregado por ustedes, hagan esto como memorial mío. Después de la cena, tomó el cáliz, lo partió y lo dio a sus discípulos y dijo: tomen y coman, beban todos de él. Esta es mi sangre del nuevo pacto, sangre derramada por ustedes y por muchos para el perdón de los pecados. Siempre que lo beban, háganlo como memorial mío. Therefore, according to his command of Father, y te ofrecemos nuestro sacrificio de alabanza y acción de gracias, Señor de todos, ofreciéndote de tu creación este pan y este vino. Te suplicamos, Dios bondadoso, que envíes tu Espíritu Santo sobre estos dones, para que sean el sacramento del cuerpo de Cristo y su sangre del nuevo pacto. Únenos a tu Hijo en su sacrificio, a fin de que por medio de Él seamos aceptables, siendo santificados por el Espíritu Santo. En la plenitud de los tiempos, sujeta todas las cosas a tu Cristo y llévanos a la patria celestial, donde, con todos tus santos, entremos en la herencia eterna de tus hijos. Por Jesucristo nuestro Señor, el primogénito de toda la creación, la cabeza de la Iglesia y el autor de nuestra salvación. Por Él y con Él y en Él, en la unidad del Espíritu Santo, tuyos son el honor y la gloria, Padre omnipotente, ahora y por siempre. Amén.
Amén.
And now, as our Savior Jesus Christ hath taught us, we are bold to say, Padre nuestro que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre, venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad en la tierra y en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día. Perdona nuestras ofensas, como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en tentación y líbranos del mal, porque tuyo es el reino, tuyo es el poder y tuya es la gloria, ahora y por siempre. Amén. Aleluya, Cristo nuestra Pascua se ha sacrificado por nosotros.
Therefore, let us keep the peace. Aleluya.
Los dones de Dios para el pueblo de Dios, recíbanlo en memoria de que Cristo murió por ustedes. Aliméntense de Él en sus corazones por fe y con agradecimiento.
And now let us join in sending forth our lay Eucharistic visitors who will bring communion to those who are sick or shut in and cannot come to church. In the name of St. John's Cathedral, I send you forth bearing these holy gifts, that those to whom you go may share with us in the communion of Christ's body and blood. We who are many are one body, because we all share one bread, one cup. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. You give us your blessing.
Okay. Reciban la bendición. La bendición de Dios omnipotente, Padre, Hijo y Espíritu Santo, sea con ustedes y more en ustedes, hoy y siempre. Amén.